Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. You're going to want to stay tuned because later in a later segment, we have breaking news. It's riding beneath the surface. And I cannot believe the Democrats are not using this. And it's well documented. Kellyanne Conway, a piece of work in action. And her ex-husband, George Conway, comes into the fold. My goodness gracious, even their daughter, Claudia, comes into the fold here with this. This is an amazing, amazing story. You're not going to want to miss it. We're still putting it together. But my goodness gracious, I can see why President Trump has distanced himself from Kelly Conway. And the evidence is stunning. All right, let's get into what we're going to talk about today. I have had a chance to review a couple of times, actually three times, the Ted Cruz inquisition of now acting director of the Secret Service, Roe. Like, row, row, row your boat, pushing Trump off the cliff, merrily, merrily. You get the idea. I could go into a limerick on this, but this is stunning, stunning treason. I have to tell you, I've always had reservations about Ted Cruz, mostly because of his wife's association with Goldman Sachs and the Council on Foreign Relations. But Ted Cruz has been on the right side of just about everything since he was defeated in the primary nomination for a Republican candidate for president in 2016. He's really been on the right side, people. And I'm. Like I said, it's hard to ascribe motivation, and I'd be at loss to find it. But his grilling of Roe was courageous, and it was on point. And I'm going to go through a few of the key takeaways amidst all the yelling and shouting and don't interrupt me and all those hyperbole that gets people distracted. I tried to deal in content. And I got to tell you, my one takeaway, when I first broke into teaching courses in college, I got recruited to teach sociology, which was my undergrad major. And I began to incorporate more and more body language stuff. You know what they say? You don't learn something until you teach it really a lot. And I become really good with body language. And I turned the sound down and I watched Roe. I got to tell you, this guy. Number one, has something to hide, big time. And that's his body language speaking, closed up on certain questions, and his fidgeting and nervousness. But the man is also a supreme narcissist. Oh, yeah, I used to work as a therapist for a while. And I got to tell you, that was an easy peg. This is a guy that's running the Secret Service now. See no evil, do no evil. Let me tell you, when you're in a position like he's in, where you got to try to control for a million variables and about half of them are outside your control, the last thing you can do is be a narcissist and have all the answers. Oh, he's the perfect solution if you want Donald Trump killed. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by Noble Gold, and the economic signs continue to go bad. The leading economists, Porter Stansberry, you name an economist, they are all over this. We're in trouble. We're headed for the cliff. And here are the defensive actions we're taking. And I have to be honest with you, I'm following a lot of them, but really the road leads me to Noble Gold, where I've been as a participant, a client for 6.5 years. So that's why I can give this federal warning in good conscience. Anytime you deal in any kind of investment, there's no guarantees, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. But I do, because I come in and I'm just saying, I know how good they are. I know how non-pushy they are with their clientele. They just give you the facts and they let their clients decide. No one is nudged into anything. I've gotten used to it, but I used to be shocked that I had to literally close my own deal after I had the facts. Anything else I can answer for you, Mr. Hodges? Well, no, I think you've answered all my questions. Thank you. Well, if there's anything else, well, yeah, I'd like to do something here. Okay, well, we can help you with that. That's how that conversation always goes. Now, I've gotten used to it. In the beginning, I was stunned because I'm used to the used car salesman approach, and you don't get that there. But what they will do is they'll back your retirement up with precious metals after they take it away from control of the banks that can steal it from you when they're in crisis, Dodd-Frank 2010. And they can do something similar for your bank account as well. By the way, when you do a qualifying retirement conversion, you get one of these 1 ounce Donald Trump silver coins. I love these. I love them. You know, I collect them. And every time I do a deal, I get something like this. It's pretty cool. But that's not why I do the deal. I do the deal so when the collapse comes, I come out the other side looking pretty good. Now, how do you become involved with this? Why you still have time? Because I believe time is short. Democrats are collapsing this country as fast as they can. So you go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I can send you a free, brief, layman's terms prospectus for Noble Gold. And they tell you there what they do. Or if you feel urgency of the moment during the first set of business hours, call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and you'll get an expert on the phone. You won't get, I'll be helping you very much, and you can't understand a word they're saying. No, the experts answer the phone. You don't have to go through a bunch of nonsense. And if they're busy, they call back right away. I know a lot of their sales team there. They are fantastically knowledgeable. 877-646-5347. Okay, well, that lengthy intro about what's going on with regard to Director Roe and Ted Cruz, I want to give you my takeaways here. Other than the body language analysis I previously offered, and I got to tell you, I looked at Ted Cruz too. There's no incongruencies in his body language. He's pissed. He's not doing this for show. He's really upset that Trump could have died. That you can take to the bank. Now, I'm going to have Sherry, Dr. Sherry Edwards, good friend of mine, with bioacoustic analysis, one of the functions, the ultimate lie detector test. I'm going to put her on Ted Cruz. But I think I already know what we're going to find. The guy believes what he's saying. But Roe, on the other hand, here's the things that started to come out. The biggest thing is, how badly do you want to protect the president? Because it's common strategy to compromise a security team and let nature take its course. Because there's always going to be people in groups that want to have someone out of the way. Someone, especially as controversial as Donald Trump. And this is exactly what Roe and Director Cheadle did. Roe was he did day-to-day operations. He was in charge of that. So he's more fallible in what happened in Pennsylvania at the Trump assassination than Cheadle. Cheadle is just an idiot who gave him carte blanche. That's what this is beginning to really look like. And Roe sat there and lied through his teeth after press releases showed that he had denied Donald Trump's security team requests for security, like expanding the perimeter. And boy, was that ever exposed at the assassination site? Well, of course it was. Well, it was Roe that's responsible. And he lied in testimony given under oath in the Senate. And Ted Cruz caught him on it. And this guy, he squirmed and squirmed and squirmed, but continued to lie and lie and lie. The man is a professional liar, and I believe he was part of the plot to kill Trump by compromising and purposefully weakening his team. Now, here's what Ted Cruz asked him. This is really interesting. How many actual Secret Service agents routinely protect Donald Trump? Compare that to how many for Jill Biden. Compare that to how many for Joe Biden. That number is known. That number has records to it. He refused to answer several times he was asked the question. Well, the president's the protector of the free world. He has his hand on the nuclear button. And Cruz said, don't give me a dialogue. Answer the question. Does Joe Biden have 2X, 5X, 10X more? What about his wife? How many more Secret Service agents And how many Secret Service agents were there at the assassination site, as opposed to these temporary fill-ins, HSI? Well, I'll have to get you that information. These bastards do this every single time. I don't care if you're talking to Fauci. I don't care if you're talking to Merrick Garland. And I don't care if you're talking to this clown. I'll get you the answer. And they always are evasive. They like to give filibusters so they can eat up the time that's allowed for questioning. And this man has something to hide. He is deliberately, and this became very clear with Ted Cruz's questioning, he deliberately was involved in weakening the protection for Donald Trump. And then he's trying to conceal it. See, it's one thing to be incompetent. It's another thing to conceal it. And the one question that Cruz missed on, and he did a really good job, but he missed a very important key point. Because had I been doing the questioning, I would have said, are you aware of the pings of crooks at FBI headquarters on two different occasions? His cell phone was pinged there. Are you aware of that? He should have asked him that question. Now, it's possible he did not know, but this fact is not in dispute. This is shocking. I had talked to, I don't know if I should tell the details here. Well, what the hell? You know, Paul Preston's a good friend of mine, president of the New California Movement. They were working on getting Trump to come out to speak to the New California people, which is really a huge movement. 51 out of the 58 counties are involved in California. And it looked promising. And now, because they can't get the proper Secret Service protection, they're dramatically cutting back on the scope and type of outdoor events that they're going to do. And that's because of clowns like Cheadle and Roe. That man, I believe, wants Trump dead. I think there's no question. And one of the things that's come out from all this, and I had a former FBI agent say this to me, the Secret Service is decidedly Democratic. And you don't get hired now unless it's a DEI hire. Okay, it doesn't matter what your qualifications are. You don't get hired and preference given to short women. How can you protect a 6'3" presidential candidate? You can't. You're a whole head shorter, where that head could get blown off. There were 8 shots fired, and they're damn lucky there wasn't 20 firing at him as he's going off the stage. He would have been a dead man. And that's because of the imbeciles they have, where you saw the one female agent couldn't even holster her weapon when she was trying to assist getting Trump in the car. I mean, it looked like the Keystone Cops. Now, I'm not old enough to have seen the Keystone Cops except in extreme reruns and in history lessons, but mass confusion, not knowing what the hell they're doing. We used to have a phrase for it, was called a Chinese fire drill. That was how I would describe how they got Trump off the stage. And that's a direct result of the people that Crow put on this team. Remember, he's in charge of day-to-day operations. He should be thoroughly investigated by the Department of Justice and the FBI, and he should look for any connections. This is scary, scary, scary stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that the Secret Service is continuing to offer the weakest protection to put Donald Trump at risk. This is treason of the highest order. And it's what we've been telling you for years about this administration. Satanic Bolshevik communists. And these people will do anything to maintain their power. I'll be honest with you, if I were a betting man, and this speaks from the heart, and I pray that God puts a veil of protection over Donald Trump like he did the first time and maintains that veil, because if I were a betting man, and without any divine intervention, I would be willing to bet Donald Trump will not make it to the election because of people like Roe, because of people like Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray that'll do nothing. And Christopher Wray is like J. Edgar Hoover in the Kennedy assassination. He's one of the guys in charge of the cover-up. That's really clear from the testimony. This is scary times we live in, folks. This is civil war mentality. And it's amazing to me how many Americans are just blissfully ignorant about how serious the conflict of these forces is and how it could kinetically lead to extreme violence all over the country. And I will tell you this, if the Democrats don't feel they can win, we'll understand why they let 100 to 200,000 terrorists in, along with seven divisions of Chinese soldiers. And those facts are not in dispute. That's coming directly out of Border Patrol people that speak publicly at events like Take Our Border Back that I spoke at in late June. It's time to wake up, America, and realize where we're at. There is no sitting this out. You're either on one side or you're on the other. And you need to become an active participant. And we have given you solutions after solution after solution, course of action after course of action after course of action that you could be following. You need to involve yourself. Now, first step is to share things like this, because I feel I'm protected and I feel that I can tell the truth without consequence. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm serving my country. Please join me in the service to our country. This is no longer about leaving it to somebody else. Bystander apathy will lead to the fall of this country. And I'm warning you right now, as what's going on in Venezuela, taking dissidents and sending them to camps, it will happen here. It's the same mentality. Maduro, Biden, Obama, Harris. This is who they are. There's no difference between them and Maduro. The Constitution forces them to be a little more clever than Maduro, and that is the only difference between these forces. I'm calling you, calling on you to take action. Did you hear about the court case today? Oh my goodness gracious. Maybe I shouldn't celebrate so soon. Let me tell you all about it. I'm Dave Hodges. This is my show, The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Make sure that you share what you see and listen to, because we need to wake up a largely apathetic country. And if we could just get the people to understand what's going on, and they have no future, if we don't change things like with Google, well, maybe we can motivate them to action. Anyway, here we go. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Let me just say this to you very clearly. Silver is exploding, absolutely exploding. And after what happened in the market today, you might want to look at some precious metals. Okay, that's safe. Silver is the darling element of the climate change equipment, like solar panels. Silver is going to become in short supply. Already 24% of silver is used up in climate change technology. And when it becomes in short supply, what's going to happen to the price? Noble Gold can help set you up and take advantage of this. They could even back up your IRA or 401k with silver. You say, would that increase the value? Well, it should if silver is going up and that's your backup agent, yes. Now, I have to give you a disclaimer here. The federal government, they won't issue warnings about the banks, but they do make us rightfully tell you that anytime you deal in investments that you're taking an inherent risk and that past performance can't be construed for future expectation. Okay, so but they should warn you. The banks can rob you blind under Dodd-Frank 2010. So do you want to know more? Do you want to know how to take advantage of this? You want to know how to protect your retirement from failing banks? All you got to do is let me send you a free information packet, DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And then there's a number on there to call and just say, hey, Dave Hodges said this is a great deal. He's been a customer of yours for 6.5 years and is very happy. Exactly. I'm buying more silver. You can too. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, I'm going to read to you an article and excerpt from the decision. What decision? Well, I'm glad you asked. According to the courts, Google illegally maintains monopoly over internet search. You think? And they control YouTube that censors the hell out of anybody that disagrees with their perverted worldview. Okay, so you think? A judge on Monday ruled that Google's ubiquitous search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition. Let me be more honest here, okay? And I'm just going to lay it all out for you right here. Number one, we got a guy named Dr. Epstein. You said, oh, Dave, you mentioned him earlier. Yes, I did, but not about this. This story hadn't broken yet. Dr. Epstein has done research since 2016, kind of stumbled into it. Harvard-educated psychologist, one of the top-notch researchers in the world. He used to be the editor, major psychologist editor for Psychology Today. But when he came out against Google, everything disappeared. They took everything away from him. Imagine that. See, that's one reason why Google needs to be broken up right there. They're bullies, and they take advantage of people, and they illegally violate antitrust laws, and this is what the lawsuit said today. And Dr. Epstein went and showed conclusively in his research, Google controls the outcome of elections by what they do in search engines, suggested searches, and so forth. And they're really bad people. I mentioned this morning, but it is worth repeating here, and I'll let you decide if you want to believe in coincidences. After Dr. Epstein came out with this, an attorney general, he tells this story in an interview that we did together, attorney general, where he was doing the AG's conference in Texas, said, this is very interesting, but I predict you're going to die in an accident. Meaning basically Google-related interests are going to murder you. He didn't identify the AG. But what did happen is he had two family members, the victim of hit and runs. His son was going in and going to do a data input, and boom, black SUV, off to the races. His son survived. His wife was crushed. She didn't survive. And do you know what Dr. Epstein has said? My heart just goes out to him. It's hard not to tear up when you talk about this. He said, she was the love of my life. She died in my arms. And I can never, ever be remarried because I can't take the risk that this won't happen to my next wife. It's already happened to two family members. That's Google. Well, of course, the laws of coincidence, right? Want to be a coincidence theorist? Be my guest. But let's continue. The highly anticipated decision issued by U.S. District Court Judge Amit Mehta, interesting play on words, isn't it? Comes nearly after a year of the start of a trial pitting the U.S. Justice Department against Google. Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Merrick Garland's going after Google? Color me confused. I don't get it. And he even came out and said, no one's above the law. Well, he is. I mean, anyone that interferes with his family profit for CRT, right? Okay, they do make money on it. They kick the doors down of the people who protest too loudly at school board meetings to get rid of that crap. And he's going after Google? You're kidding me. I have no explanation. I'll be asking the question. After heavily considered and weighing the witnesses and the testimony, the judge ruled that Google is a monopolistic giant, and it's acted to maintain its monopoly in this 277-page ruling. It represents a major setback for Google and its parent, Alphabet Inc., which had steadfastly argued that its popularity stemmed from consumers' overwhelming desire. You know, if I'm researching something sensitive or controversial, I don't use Google. I use DuckDuckGo. Because I know with Google, I'll probably have to go to page 40 to find what I want, if I find it at all. Search yourself sometime, and if you've ever written anything controversial, yeah, you'll see what I'm talking about. Google search engine currently processes an estimated 8.5 billion queries per day worldwide, and they've doubled their volume in 12 years, forcing out the competition. This is just amazing. I'm still in shock. Merrick Garland, and I'll quote Merrick Garland. For now, the decision vindicates antitrust regulators at the Justice Department. And Merrick Garland said, quote, This victory against Google is an historic win for the American people. I agree with him. If you would have told me that I would ever have agreed with Merrick Garland on anything, I'd have said, you're out of your mind. You don't know who I am. Well, here I am. I'm agreeing with him. He said, no company, no matter how large or influential, is above the law. Well, he is, but anyway, the point made. The Justice Department will continue to vigorously enforce our antitrust laws. Now, that's where the bullshit starts. Excuse me. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. The triumvirate that interlock, right? Because Vanguard owns the controlling interest for, you get the idea. They're interlocked. They control 92% of all asset managements for every corporation in America. I think it's 70% worldwide. BlackRock itself in the United States, 72% on its own. If that's not a monopoly, there is no such thing. So Merrick Garland, do the world a solid and break up the monopoly of BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. Of course, I should be careful. I'm kind of taking my life in my hands, aren't I? Because BlackRock's money movement with Austin Private Wealth, very curious with regard to the Trump assassination. As expected, the judge's ruling focused on billions of dollars Google spend every year to install its search engine as the default option on new cell phones and tech gadgets. In 2021 alone, Google spent more than $26 billion to lock in these default agreements. Google ridiculed these allegations, noting that customers have historically changed search engines when they become disillusioned with the results. You know what? People don't even pay attention to that for the most part. I'm one of the few because I deal in controversial subjects, but the average person has no reason to. Seriously, unless they go to a controversial subject, then they realize that they're being sanitized. Like the election, they're being sanitized and pushed to Kamala Harris. The judge said the evidence at trial showed the importance of having the default settings. He noted that Microsoft's Bing search engine has 80% share of the market. On the Microsoft Edge browser, the judge said this shows other search engines can be successful if Google is not locked in as the predetermined default engine. So this will affect your cell phones as well. The court confirmed what almost everyone in the industry already knew, that Google's a monopoly and abuses its power to harm consumers. Yeah, they do it through YouTube. I'm living proof of this. They have a rule, three strikes and you're out, right? I didn't have any demonetizations. I never had a strike. I woke up one day and my account's gone and I still haven't received an explanation. That's called being a bully. And it's on behalf of Google. And you know what gets you censored more than anything else today from what I've been told? You run afoul of the CIA. Google's loss in search antitrust trial could be a huge deal depending on the remedy. Oh, what's the remedy going to be? But here's the thing that we're going to see, though. This is going to end up before the Supreme Court. And I don't trust Amy Coney Barrett. I don't trust really anybody but three judges. The two really solid conservatives in Gorsuch. Gorsuch is okay. The Chief Justice is compromised and Google would get to him. Same spelling, Epstein as opposed to Epstein. They'll get to him. Amy Coney Barrett's been sufficiently intimidated into being a chicken bleeper. Kavanaugh, well, I guess if you have an assassin in your house, that might turn you around, and he can't be trusted either. Google will put the pressure on these three justices, and they'll get a reversal of this ruling. So don't celebrate too loudly. But the one thing that happened here is this. The average person reading this that thinks that me, you, and people that look at things we look at, like we care about what happens to our kids, we care about the future of our country, we care that our religious rights are not trampled. Some of these people who are kind of like first timers and nosing around, The door is now open. I've said this many times. When you enter into the house of the New World Order for knowledge, there's different ways to get in. You can climb in through the window. You can come down the chimney like Santa Claus. You can walk through the front door. You can come in the back door. You can break a window. There's many ways to get into that house of the New World Order. But once you're in, because of one issue, now you begin to see the other issues. For me, it was having my property stolen as well as my neighbors. And we faced losing everything without compensation. And you know what? At the end of the day, it opened my eyes to all the stuff that was going on. I used to do media appearances a lot. And I was given a radio show because of that nonsense. And then I started to realize real quickly, we had the North American Union. Oh, and I had Jerome Corcion as my second guest. I had Alex Jones as guest host. Bob Dacey on as my first guest because we talked about an issue very similar in Texas to what we were going through. Boy, was he a great guest and a great help too. Bob Dacey, thank you, sir. I always will be indebted to you, so will my community. But as we go through and we look at this, this is going to wake people up. This is a good thing. And this judge, hats off to this judge for having the guts to stand up to the biggest tyrants in the world. Because they are the controlling internet agent for the people who want to enslave you and put you in 15-minute cities, steal your money and put it in CBDCs. So if you're naughty, 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 they'll come and get you. And by the way, you know what I said today about having a parallel economy and not shopping box stores and shopping local and all that? If you're in a CBDC and they see that starting to happen, oh, they'll make corrective action with your money immediately. Immediately. Well, I hope the Supreme Court, maybe we should do what Antifa did to the Supreme Court. Maybe regular people should sneak into their homes, light fires on their lawn, like what Antifa did over Roe v. Wade. Maybe that should happen. Speaking of Roe v. Wade, I want to make a sidebar commentary here. There's an ad out there right now, and I'm calling BS on this ad. It says, Donald Trump leading the effort to ban abortion nationally. Where is the Federal Elections Commission? This is a lie. Even if Trump felt that way and he could say, yeah, I don't believe in abortion anytime I want it banned nationally, he can't do it. The Supreme Court issued a ruling, said no one in the federal government at the federal level can do anything with abortion because it's not a protected constitutional right. It has to be dealt with at the states. So you have 15 decision makers with their citizens and their elected representatives. Donald Trump has nothing to do with it. And oh, by the way, for the lying left who blamed Donald Trump for Roe v. Wade, he was out of the presidency for almost 2 years when this went down. He had nothing to do with it. This is under Joe Biden's watch. Why isn't Biden and Harris, why aren't they getting the credit for this? Trump was a civilian at this time. See, again, you know, these are the lies that get promoted where Google places things, Dr. Epstein. These are the lies that Google will have their little minions at YouTube and so forth, censor the hell out of anybody that opposes world government, Chinese dominance, eventual genocide of the American people. Yeah, this is the deal, folks. This is the deal. And thank goodness this judge has called attention to how evil Google is. Remember they used to have this little logo and it said Google's little moniker was don't be evil. Talk about Cloward and Piven accusing your enemy of what you are. We are going to shine a light on dissension within the Secret Service because the good agents are being, shall we say, professionally disemboweled, and they recognize they're working for an organization that's failed. And we're going to get into what they're saying behind the scenes, and we're also going to get into what this means for Donald Trump. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. In this topsy-turvy time when the American dollar is failing, $36 trillion in debt, Within a few years, we won't be able to pay the interest on the debt. Yeah, interest on the debt. That's called collapse, economic collapse, engineered by the energy policies of the Biden administration. And we can't control this. They are going to cheat Donald Trump out of the office, or they're going to kill Donald Trump. And this particular piece speaks to this. So I'm imploring you right now, pay attention. Under Dodd-Frank 2010, the banks can take your money. If your retirement's in there, your nest egg is gone. So what you need to do right now is to take your retirement out, put it under your control, and then back it with precious metals like gold that's held its value for 6,000 years, unlike the dollar that's on its deathbed. This is a no-brainer. Doesn't matter if you've got $5,000, 50,000, 5 million, does not matter. You have worked hard to get to this point. Do not let these thieves steal it from you. Same thing can be said for your bank account. Noble Gold can help you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm required to give you this warning, and then I'm going to comment on the warning. And we give the warning in good faith. One, investments carry an inherent risk. Two, past performance can't be construed for future expectation. Well, I'll tell you this. Point number two, when it comes to the banks, past performance, 1929, stealing depositors' money because their bank is failing, that is a predictor of future behavior, and we're going to see it again. Now, we give this warning in good faith. Of course, there's always a risk whenever you do anything with money. We agree with this, but there should be a warning against the banks and the Federal Reserve and the criminal administration that is stealing your money and laundering it for various purposes. It's just a fact. But recognize you are taking somewhat of a risk. Okay, we've done the warning and I've made the commentary. My vote is with my pocketbook. I have been a customer of Noble Gold for over 6.5 years, and I keep going back for adjustments and so forth, acquiring more. Shouldn't you be doing the same? Shouldn't you be protecting what you've got against a criminal government, a criminal banking system? Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call them directly during business hours and you won't be getting a call center. You'll be getting a real expert who will not push you to do anything and will only answer your questions. That number is 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. I want to show you a couple of tweets. Actually, I'm going to read to you from them, I should say. Senator Josh Hawley says whistleblowers have come forward and alleges the Biden DHS assigned unprepared and inexperienced personnel to Trump who weren't even Secret Service. Whistleblowers who have direct knowledge of the event have approached my office, said Hawley. According to the allegations, the July 13th rally was considered to be a loose security event, in quotes. Hawley said this in a letter he wrote directly to Mayorkas, like that's going to do any good. Mr. Treason himself, Benedict Mayorkas. For example, detection canines were not used to monitor early entry and direct threats in the usual manner. In other words, that's standard practice. They didn't do it this day. Now, wait a minute. Crook's vehicle had explosives in it, big time explosives. You're going to tell me you buy this coincidental BS that this wasn't intentionally planned by the directors of the Secret Service, that Cheadle and this new ass clown Roe, that they weren't part of this and they weren't in on it? Well, of course they were in on it. Roe, I'm calling you out. You need to resign. And honestly, I won't rest until the perpetrators are in prison. And I don't mean going into the BlackRock financial shenanigans that bet on Trump's death. I'm not talking about the connection to CNAS and Victoria Nuland. I'm not talking about the Carlyle Group and their connections to people connected to the protection team. Oh, I could go on and on. But I'm talking about Roe, who is in charge of day-to-day operations. He's guilty as sin. Going on, Halley from his informed people has said that individuals without proper designations were able to gain access to backstage areas. Department personnel did not appropriately police the security buffer around the podium, and they were not stationed at regular intervals in the security events perimeter. In addition, whistleblower allegations suggest the majority of DHS officials were not even, in fact, USSS agents, that would be Secret Service, but instead drawn from the Department of Homeland Security investigations. What a joke that is. This is especially concerning that the fact that HSI agents were unfamiliar with standard protocols used at these type of events. You know, when we knew have the new photos now and video of Trump being put into the limousine, you see these three women, the DEI hires, who had no business being there. They're short. They can't shield the president, who's 6'3". One of them couldn't even reholster her gun properly. I mean, would they pull her off the secretary's desk that day? These people were a joke. The agency's a joke. Cheeto boasted, "I've made great hires in DEI." Yeah, and you just put Donald Trump purposely in danger. That's what you did. And I am sick of this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read to you from another tweet from Susan Crabtree, who's a legitimate journalist. She said, "I reported this a few days ago that the Secret Service denied it publicly, but not directly to me, trying to discredit my reporting." And then we all have seen that this one Secret Service post went out as an email to everybody. They know who he is. He didn't try to hide. He sent this to everybody. He said the five top people, one is down, four to go, need to be gone for us to be able to protect someone like Donald Trump. And he said there's going to be another assassination attempt within 30 days. And he implied strongly that we're not going to be able to stop it. Okay, this is what I've been saying all along, because it's as clear as the nose on your face. But I want to read to you what Susan Crabtree said on X. She said, "I'm told by an exceptional source within the Secret Service community that the Secret Service site agent for the event is a brand new agent out of Pittsburgh field office with very little experience." And she goes, "Also, as I reported on Sunday, the regular Secret Service protective team assigned to Trump was either mostly taking a day off after working 7-day shifts for weeks, or were assigned to other events, either the Jill Biden dinner, the NATO summit, or the RNC convention. So they filled out a hodgepodge team of agents from different field offices who've never or rarely worked together. Only a handful, I'm hearing, were regularly assigned to Trump. The Pittsburgh field office had a Jill Biden visit and designated a lot of resources to her. Unblanking believable, one Secret Service agent told me. Jill Biden was headlining the annual dinner for the Italian Sons and Daughters of America at Rivers Casino at Pittsburgh. Protected whistleblowers means that they're likely current Secret Service agents or UD agents who talked to Representative Jim Jordan, and they appear to have told the panel the same thing, okay, that Christopher Wray denied in his congressional testimony. A site agent, by the way, is in charge of putting all security measures in place." The biggest thing I've seen, I think the biggest Chad that's hanging there is this. The failure to assign drug dogs, which is an easy thing to do, is telling given the fact Crooks had explosives. That doesn't need to tell you any more. He was supposed to have detonated those, and he didn't get to it. This was to have been a mass casualty event with such confusion, no one would have known. And we probably would never have identified Crooks as an assassin if it had become a mass casualty event. This would not have brought in the BlackRock commercial. The pinging of the cell phone of Crooks would not have been at FBI headquarters twice in 2023 in the DC office. Oh, if you haven't heard that, that's an established fact. The controversy with regard to having all the now acoustic evidence showing that there were three shooters there. As I always said, this is going to be triangulation. This is the way they are done. All this would have been buried with these explosives. They wanted those explosives to go off. And for the grace of God, they did not go off. And now the Secret Service leadership, including the new clown running the show, are implicated in the attempted assassination of Donald Trump and the murder of innocent civilians to cover up their tracks. They are so incompetent, they failed miserably. So why do they still have their jobs? Donald Trump is a marked man, as I said in a previous post. And yes, I support Donald Trump. I do not support the Republican Party. They are failing in the mission to take this country back. They're not addressing the key issues. They're not getting Trump to stand up for what the American people know he stands for. They've compromised his campaign with sending him into the National Association of Black Journalists, where they knew this was going to be nothing but a set-up journalistic assassination. They've done all this and more, and then they allow little pagan rants at the convention, which has turned off a lot of Christians, including myself. Donald Trump needs to fire these people. I don't care if it costs him the election. At least go down the right way. John Kennedy did. Donald Trump, you're just as brave as John Kennedy, in my humble opinion. You showed that when you got shot. Donald Trump, I'm saying this to you directly. Fire these people and fire them now and start speaking from your heart and telling America what's what. Stop following their campaign game plan. Be who you are and fire anyone that gets in the way. In the meantime, Donald Trump, you need to take a stage in a closed private arena and send a televised message saying Christopher Wray needs to be fired, BlackRock needs to be investigated for their short options predicting your death, and that the Secret Service leadership needs to all be gone and replaced. And you want proper coverage, and you're demanding proper coverage, and you're going to call big attention to it every time it's not happening as an attempt to have you assassinated because they've lessened your performance. And by the way, standard protocol to kill a leader is to compromise its security. And that's underway right now with Donald Trump. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Thank you so much for joining us. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we actually come up with solutions to our problems. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we need to talk seriously about illegal immigration and a little word that starts with T. And another word that starts with I. And really, we need to decide, are we a nation of laws or are we pretending? And if we're pretending, then stop obeying their laws. You know what I do. You know who I am. We're really glad to be with you. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great product right here. This is StopWatt. Plug it in to the outlet nearest where your electricity comes in, and it eliminates negative electricity, electrical spikes. And guess what? The utility bill goes down dramatically, anywhere from 20%, 40%, 50%, 80%, depends on how bad your electricity is. Meanwhile, the utility moguls sit back and make money hand over fist because of dirty electricity, electrical spikes. We can stop that now with this product. They hate it, but they can't outlaw it. 66% off while supplies last. 66% off. Guaranteed. 60-day guarantee. Fantastic device. Go to don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com. I want to show you something here. Here, look at this here. We're going to pull this up, enlarge it, and I just want you to read this. Teddy Roosevelt, certainly, as the headline says from Ted Barber, Austin, Texas, in this publication, Certainly, this is not Teddy Kennedy. Oh, no way. The consummate liberal. The black sheep, if you will, of the Kennedy family. Chappaquiddick. Yeah. Anyway, let me just read this to you, and then I'm going to give you a couple stats. And then I think we need to seriously put this in centerpiece. Teddy Roosevelt's idea on immigrants and being an American in 1907. So 116 years ago. Quoting from Teddy. In the first place, we should insist that if an immigrant comes here in good faith, becomes an American, and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on exact equality with everyone else. For it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Hello, do you hear that, you dual citizens in Congress? Either quit your foreign citizenship or get the hell out. Any man who says he's an American but is something else also isn't an American at all. We have room but for one flag, the American flag. We have room but for one language here, and that language is English. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is the loyalty to the American people. Assimilate or go back to where you came from. There's nothing wrong with retaining customs, but learn the Constitution, learn the history, learn the language. We're patient people. We don't expect miracle overnight, but want to become an American. This is what Teddy Roosevelt is saying, and he's absolutely right. But let me tell you what we're doing. We're letting anybody in. You know, we have the FBI director get up and bemoan the fact that we have terrorists in America, and these cities are on the danger watch list, and gee, they crossed our border, and because we're not doing our job. According to Article 4, Section 4, I'll get to that in a minute, but the reality is this, is that we have people here that mean us harm. Christopher Wray, FBI director, congressional testimony. Why? Well, the Biden administration this year has released 2.1 million illegal immigrants into America. They deported less than 0.3%. What does this tell you? Clearly, they're trying to stack the deck politically. Clearly. Clearly, they're helping business by bringing in unskilled, low-wage labor, pay them off the books. You can even pay below minimum wage. And who gets screwed? The American worker. What do you think Teddy Roosevelt would have to say about that? What should we say about this? You see, if the Biden administration is not going to follow the rules of our Constitution, then why should we obey anything they say, particularly things like illegal executive orders masquerading as law? Why? See, this is the basis for civil disobedience. They are breaking our laws. They, being the Biden administration, are breaking our laws to the detriment of the people. So under the contract we have with government, you're not obligated to do what they tell you. It's that simple. We have the basis for civil disobedience. Now, I don't want anarchy. I don't want violence in the streets. But I think we need to decide what we're going to do and not do. I'm calling on the people at the Keystone Pipeline to reopen. I'm being very serious. I'm calling for the people of the six pipelines in Alaska that were canceled to reopen so we can get the inflation down, so we can make sure we can heat our homes for the rest of the winter, drive to work. Where is the transition period that Biden promised? Non-existent, lasted one day, not even one day. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the basis here to legally stand up to these people because it's an illegitimate government. And we have it right here in the words of Teddy Roosevelt. We have it right there in the Constitution in Article 4. Why are we listening to these people? Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure you're a member of the commonsenseshow.tv. Why? Because we'll bring in an expert guest. we'll actually, well, what we do is called panelize them. And in other words, we'll have a panel. Sometimes it's a panel of one, sometimes a panel of three. And we have them analyze regime change that's going on in our country, what's likely to happen next, and more importantly, what you can do about it. We're getting 5-star ratings, commercial-free, censorship-free, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.